Hello and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast of the second one of 2022. No,
yeah, first, two. 22.
First, yeah.
We did lose a whole year.
Yeah.
2 years, really, when you think about it.
Theoretically, yeah.
So the last thing I remember really is 2019.
What was that?
January 2019.
Oh, when it was almost normal out there?
Well, nothing's normal.
Almost.
Here, normal's just a setting on the dryer. Right?
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah.
You like that?
Except my dryer doesn't have normal.
Oh, what does it have?
I don't know. I just press the button to make it go.
Well, there are different settings for different kinds of clothing.
Right. Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Okay. I follow that to the letter.
I can tell.
Just not the N letter for normal. Anyways, I'm your host, James Sullen. With me is producer extraordinaire, Jason Hewlett.
Good day, evening, morning,
afternoon, and good night.
Good night. Yeah, right. Yeah.
So, it's the new year. And as we talked about last week, New Year's resolutions are garbage.
Total garbage.
However, it seems like if you walk into a gym this time of year, it's not. Everybody believes in them for the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Tops.
If that. Yeah, I've been in the gym a few times this past couple of days, and it's packed. Like, it's just insane. You know, I have to sneakily go and block off machines or spaces in the training center room to make sure that I have space for my clients as soon as it becomes available, because there's ridiculous amounts of people.
Well, I remember, like, when we would train at the gym, we'd have to do it on days when we knew school was back in and most people were working.
And before
right?
school was out. You have to find that perfect time. And now it doesn't matter. It's just packed all the time. So the problem then becomes that by the end of January, it's empty again. Which isn't a problem from a trainer's perspective or a working out perspective. I like it when it's quiet. But that problem is the fact that, like we just touched on last week, is that it's showing there's a lot of people that are falling back after this great New Year's tradition of having that resolution that you're going to get in shape. You're finally going to go to the gym 3 to 4 times a week and you're going to get back on track and everything will be great. And then 3 weeks later, you're back on the couch eating potato chips.
Lots of potato chips.
Lots of potato chips. Which, again, are fine.
They're
in moderation.
Fine. Right, exactly.
And as long as you're maintaining your health in other aspects. So that's kind of what I thought. And we thought from discussing things that we should kind of touch on today is the fact that so many people have these great New Year's resolutions, or whether it's just a new day resolution, which is what we kind of talked about last week, that losing that motivation to keep going, because this is harder than I thought, going back to the gym for the first time a year or 6 years or whatever it might be for the individual, losing that motivation to get up in the morning or go after work or go at your lunch break or whatever it is that works for your schedule, people lose that relatively quickly.
Well, they do. And quite often it's because, and we think we talked about this before, is that they aren't getting the results they expected like within a week.
Yeah. It's
like,
odd
or 2 weeks,
that works. Yeah.
Right? Like, how long has it taken for us to get, with me, my training, to get to where I am with the good posture and, you know, slimming down a bit and muscle tone, and it did like 3 years almost.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time, and that's you know, working out 2 days a week pretty much for you for the most part.
Yeah, plus throwing
because,
in my
plus
extra
your
stuff.
Own stuff. Yeah. So, you know, like, patience is the key word, I think, for anybody that's starting a new fitness regime. Whether you go to the gym and now you're just amping it up or doing something different, or whether you haven't been to a gym in, again, 6 years, 5 years, 2.5 years, whatever it is. Being patient with yourself and realizing results like this can take time. Everyone's a little different. So you might be going with a friend who all of a sudden might be getting in phenomenal shape within the first 2 months, because some people's metabolism and bodies are made for that. But you can't judge against other people. Like we've talked about in other episodes, you have to, you know, it's you, it's yourself in the mirror. You're going to react differently than everybody else to whether you're taking all these supplements and on a diet, which I hope you're not. I hope you're just changing the way you eat.
Because diets are garbage too.
That could be a whole nother episode.
We should do a diets are garbage episode.
Mental note? Oh, maybe not a mental note. That's not the best idea.
Two weeks from now will be diets are garbage.
There you go. It's a garbage theme month this year. So anyway, so no matter what you're doing, your body is going to react differently than everybody else's. So if you're doing, you know, a prime example is millions of years ago when I was fresh out of high school and I was going to go off to play football, a buddy of mine had a place together and we ate, he was a bit heftier than I, and we ate the same meals, the same amount of food, we lifted, worked out the same amount of time, we took the same supplements, he put on about 25 pounds of muscle and size, I put on about 7.
Yeah.
my strength went way up and everything else was way up, but I just didn't gain the weight. And we were doing everything identical. So that just goes to show that, yes, even at a younger age, your bodies react to exercise and diet differently.
Well, because some people, we're just all designed just different enough. Like, I like to look at actors. Like, look at, back in the day, Schwarzenegger compared to Stallone compared to Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, Stallone was a shorter guy, stockier, so he was still kind of lean. Yeah. Schwarzenegger was 6'4 and huge.
Yeah.
And then Lundgren was like 6'7? Five, seven. Yeah. But he, and even though he was a big dude, he was always more like lanky like me. No matter how much he weightlifted, he wasn't super jacked like The Rock or Schwarzenegger or someone like that. It's just everybody's different. So you can't say, and we talked about this before, I want to look like Dwayne Johnson.
Well, good luck with that.
Good luck.
Yeah. Good First, luck. You have to be Samoan. So you know, if you're not, that's not going to happen. Well, yeah, and unless you are able to live in a gym, and like we've talked about before, having a dietitian and personal trainers and all of these sort of things, massage therapists, all at your beck and call, whenever you need them, every single day, you're not going to be able to get that. That's just not feasible.
Exactly. So you can't let that discourage you from achieving what you've set out to do.
Right. And, you know, that can all revert back to setting goals. And I've had a plethora of clients that, oh, I want to lose X amount of weight by this day. Or I want to, you know, in 3 months, I want to be down to this weight. Or everyone seems to focus on a number on the scale, which drives me nuts. Because also I've sat and talked to clients who are like, well, yeah, no, I weighed X and then I started working out and I was eating right. And I still weighed X 2 months later, but I went from a size 14 to a size 9.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's very good.
If you still weigh the same, if you're healthy, as long as doctors say you're healthy and everything else is good, but you've changed the way your body appears, that's the goal. You want to look differently.
Yeah.
And you want to be healthy. So if you weigh in the similar range, I've pretty much weighed the same since high school, within a 10-pound range.
Asshole.
But you're welcome. We now have to put explicit on the on the podcast episode this week.
It's still not an explicit word against today's standards.
But I've just changed over the years as to the shape, you know, and I'm still in good shape. People, you can still be in good shape if you're a little overweight, as long as, again, you know, doctors say you're healthy and blood tests say you're healthy and all that kind of stuff. But if you can see the physical changes in the mirror, instead of looking down at a scale, that's where it matters.
Yeah.
All right. So taking a different approach on the mental aspect of starting off the new year with working out, I think is a key for most people, is to get out of your heads, quit looking at a scale, do the selfie pictures in the mirror so you can see this is how I did look. Find an item of clothing, we mentioned that before, mm-hmm. that you used to fit in 6 months, a year, 2 years ago, whatever it is. That's what you want to get back into. And if you try it on and if you can't quite do up the button or you can't quite do up the zipper or whatever it is, that's your next goal, is to, okay, let me get to that point that I can change my shape and my form, my health enough that I can fit that piece of clothing. Or I look in the mirror and I'm a lot happier and I look at those pictures 2 months apart. Oh, wow, look at that.
Yeah.
I changed.
Well, and I think that's, you hit it, like, get it, like, kind of get out of your mind.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing. Like, and I know for myself, because like one bad habit begets another bad habit, right? So you kind of got to learn, it comes down to changing those habits and having the patience to do that.
Yeah, to persevere through the fact, oh, wait, I didn't change in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 6 weeks.
Exactly.
It wasn't a great big change, but I'm feeling better. If you're consistent with that, that will help too. Even if you're not getting the results, you'll feel better. You'll feel a bit more energetic. You'll sleep better usually if you're getting good exercise as well. So if you focus on those aspects, those mental health aspects, instead of, again, how you're appearing, the appearance stuff will come as long as you're patient and work through it and talk to yourself in a positive way, as opposed to, I'm not getting what I want, oh, forget it, I'm out, right? Which a lot of people do.
Well, they do. And you were talking a bit about before we went on here, James, it'd be good for you to reiterate that, how you're working with one client who has a goal. And you were looking at the home environment.
Yes.
And how that was a reflective of where they're at in their head. So could you explain that and why that was important to get that changed for her to kind of keep with her fitness goal?
Well, the key with that was, you know, with COVID having hit there, which we were trying to avoid mentioning the first number of episodes, hoping it would go away, but it's not. A lot of people end up working from home. And it was kind of unplanned. And it was like, here, all of a sudden people are working from home. So they make a makeshift office at their kitchen table or in the corner of their living room or whatever it may be. So suddenly you're at home where there's distractions and chaos a lot of the time. So this particular client, she was working from home and her office space was on her kitchen dining room sort of table. And there was stuff all over the floor, stuff all over the table, some that was representative of what she needed to do her job and others was just stuff. And then the living room was in disarray. Granted, it's, you know, the new year right after Christmas. So yeah, there's going to be disarray in most people's households. But we sat down and I said, this is a direct representation of what's going on up here between your ears. Your mind is cluster, is just a big mess of thoughts and chaos every time you walk in the house, every time you go to sit down to do your job and you have to move 14 things to get to your chair and then you can't roll your chair because those 14 things you moved are behind your chair now instead of on top of the chair. You know, it's just getting her to clear that space, and which she then sent me a picture of later that day because I didn't give her a week to do it. I gave her that day because she was off that day. So prepare for the next day of work. So she did that. She sent a picture and she said, wow, I can't believe how good I feel about this. And then I gave her another goal of getting a certain piece of fitness equipment from a room where it was being used as a clothes hanger out into the main room where it was in her face and she could use it every day before work, at her lunch, quote unquote, lunch break, and after work, just a little bit at a time. And so we started setting goals like that to clear her living space to help clear her mind, which again gets back to that whole mindset that if you're living in amongst chaos, regardless of whether it's physical mess you can see or mess just within your life with your partner, et cetera, you know, 47 kids, whatever you may have, that can be a direct representation of how you carry on with the rest of your day and the rest of your week and the rest of your life. So starting to clear space, I did the same thing. When I took my Christmas tree down, I created a reading corner in that area with a comfy chair, a new lamp, right by the bookcase where you can just grab whatever you want and just sit and read quietly. And that I did that same day that she took her Christmas tree down. And I said, see, told you I was going to do that. Here's my proof. And she was like, oh, wow, you even need to do that too. Which, just because I'm a trainer, I guess she figured I'd just have my stuff together. And I, little did she know.
If we should do a whole other podcast, James's life.
No, let's not. moving right along. Anyways, but yeah, that's the key, is being able to take it piece by piece and not like, oh my God, I have to clean my whole house right now. No. Pick an area that you want organized, whether it's your home office or whether it's your living room area, or whether it's your reading area, whatever it is, and do that. Then you can get a sense of accomplishment. Same with going to the gym. When you go to the gym, you get a sense of accomplishment at the end of that, or doing your workout at home, whatever it is. When you've done that, you feel accomplished. And it's those little victories that keep you going and keep that momentum going and keep that mindset where it needs to be in order to achieve the goals you want to get to.
I agree completely. And it's about little steps. And you're right. A lot of us took a big hit in the last 22 months, I would say.
Yep.
And so getting out of that's hard. I mean, I struggled with that too. I love liquor. I'm not going to lie. I love it. It's not one of those where it's overtaken my life, but I like it more probably than I should.
Yep.
So like, and it was just kind of, I started doing this challenge every day. I kind of challenged myself to something now, to stay motivated because it's tough.
It is.
So, you know, the first day I've never done like a polar bear swim and it's, you know, minus 29 before wind chill. So everything was frozen, but I still cranked that shower. The first day to as cold as it would go and stood under it for 20 to 30 seconds just to kind of do that thing. Because I'm a big believer in the Stoic philosophy.
Yep.
A lot of people think that Stoics don't feel emotion. They do. The big difference is they don't let what's going on in their head impact the rest of their life. So they condition the body to kind of not obey the mind. And so That was a big thing. Cold water sucks. Don't go in it. So you go in it.
Yes.
As a test. Yeah. To test yourself.
Yeah.
I have a temper problem. So I've decided that what did I want to be a year from now? I want to be calmer. So that's my word of the year, to be calm. So right. I wrote it down. It's on my monitor where I do a lot of work. So I look at that. So everything I approach, I try to approach now with a sense of being calm about it.
Peace.
Calm. Peace, right?
Yeah.
Being accountable for time. So I've started today, I'm tracking how I spend my time and how much time I waste doing stuff that isn't going towards my end goals of being healthier mentally or physically.
Being calm,
getting my work done that I need to do because I got a demanding 4 or 5 jobs or like one big job. And so I just find that. So it's kind of setting these goals. What I found is the last 2 days, by the time the day ends, I haven't needed a drink.
There you go.
So whatever the reason was that fueled that desire to have a drink at the end of the day.
Probably not being calm.
Not being calm was probably a big part of it. Or not achieving what I wanted. that day has made a big difference. And now I'm like, okay, well then on the weekend, because it's the weekend, I am now allowed to have drinks on the weekend.
There you go.
Within the limit of what you're allowed to have in a week for males, which I think is 14.
14 drinks a week?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
I don't think I'm there.
Ever. No, ever. I know I was exceeding that at one point, but yeah, we don't need to talk about that either.
That's a whole other episode. That's a whole other podcast.
Anyway, so there we go. So that's kind of how I've done it. So I think it's like what you're saying. You can sort out a part of your life that needs sorting out, or you can just make yourself more accountable to yourself and what you need to do. Or your trainer, right?
Some people have, like we were talking about off air there, some people have that accountability factor. They want to be accountable, but if they're only accountable to themselves, it's easy to talk yourself out of it.
And exactly.
I didn't get it done today. I'll do it tomorrow. Whereas, like I said, with that client of mine, I said, by the end of today, you're sending me a picture. Or the next time we actually train, it's going to really suck for you.
If you haven't done it. Yeah.
But she sent me a couple of pictures before and after of the area, and it looks immaculate. Like, it's a perfect working home office environment considering the space she has. So accountability with respect to everything else we've talked about is also huge. So you're holding yourself accountable, and there might be days that it's going to be harder for you to hold yourself accountable with that list. Like standing under the cold shower. Not a lot of people want to do that.
No.
I grew up in Saskatchewan, so cold showers, whatever. I don't know. Bring it on. But a lot of people won't want to do that, or they'll do it for 5 seconds and be like, oh, no, hey, that's too cold.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the same with getting your ass out of bed in the morning.
But being calm and going under that cold shower can feel great.
Exactly. And same with getting up. Oh, yeah. It's so warm in bed. I just want to stay here because it's comfortable. Well, there's also this needs to get done right away, and that needs to get done right away, and you probably should have that finished before your kid goes to school.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, you go through your mental Rolodex about everything you need to do that day as soon as you wake up. That's what I usually do, and then it's like, okay, do I get an extra half hour, or do I just do, yeah, no, I'll just get up, do this now, then I can have time to read before I start my day, and, you know, that sort of thing. And that's, even just, it's been a couple of days since I set up that little reading area, but it's already made a big difference.
Well, we could do a whole podcast just on an episode about reading and how important reading is to your brain.
Yeah, that isn't, wow, we're
really rocking,
we're making all these lists of all these new episodes. We're gonna have to go back and listen to this so we can track all those
ideas. Were struggling to come up with this idea.
No, we weren't. What are you talking about?
We're well planned. It was
top of mind all the time. So yeah, realistically, as we said, I think it comes down to being patient with yourself, realizing that any goals that you have are not going to be achieved within the first week of going to a gym or starting an exercise program or hiring a trainer or whatever it is, that you have to be patient with yourself and work through it and persevere. And then either if you can hold yourself accountable to little goals and little achievements that you want to get throughout the day and throughout the week and throughout the month, then great. If you need someone, whether it's a trainer or whether it's a friend or a family member that you have to be held accountable to make sure you get those things done, find that person and talk to them about it. That's, like I said, that's what my client and I determined. And so that's what we're doing going forward. Before we even get heavy into the exercise portion of her training, it's the mental aspect of her training. And we're getting her in a good mental health position to be able to get the most out of her exercise, so she doesn't complain and hate exercise quite as much as she normally does.
Some people just don't like it.
No.
Even if it's good for you.
Exactly. So that's that, I think.
There we go.
I think we put a bow on that.
We put a nice bow on that, wrapped it up, delivered it.
Wow.
There's still the Christmas motif rattling around in my head.
All right. Well, yeah,
takes a bit.
Let's skip that one out. Yeah.
Okay.
Can we delete that, cut that out?
No, it stays in.
All right.
Next week, we're going to show you some training.
Yes,
well, no,
we
can't show it to you, but you're going to hear a portion of the training that James and I do twice a week.
Exactly. It's going to be similar to other interviews, it'll basically be interviewing while I'm torturing you.
Exactly, right.
So it'll be interesting to hear what that sounds like secondhand, having, not heard myself yell at you so much because I just kind of do it blindly. So
we do it under the guise that we're having fun. So we're going to show just how much, quote unquote, fun
it can
we
be.
Really have.
Yeah. So so make sure you tune in next week for that. So thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. For Jason, I am James, and we'll talk to you next week.
And for James, I am Jason.
And that too.